Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Actually, every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, you can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday evenings at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen.
Just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin. Oh. Just wanna have eternal life, Lord. just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river.
My Lord.
I want to be free from sin. Oh, 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 I just want my name written. Oh, Lord. Written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can come on in. Those are the words that we want to hear. You can come on in. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over many. Enter into these gates. You've done well. You've done good. Now it's time to enter into heaven. Aren't those some soothing words? That's all I want to hear him say. You can come on in. Hallelujah. That's the purpose of our living on this earth. To live such a life. On that day, we hear Jesus say, "You've done well. You've done good. Now you can come on in." Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day. Hallelujah. When we can live forever in eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To get away from all of this chaos and turmoil. To live a life that's full of joy. For in his presence, fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Pleasures forevermore. Glory to God. Every day, all day, pleasures. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, pleasures. Hallelujah. Pleasure is a state of gratification. You just always, ever grateful. Just praising God every day and all day. You know how some people seem like they're just happy all the time, smiling. That's the joy of the Lord. But we may not know what they're actually going through. Because Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. So each one of us are going through something. But to be in a place, to have a state of mind of gratification, no tribulation, no suffering, no sorrow, no health issues, no worries, no concerns, pleasures forevermore. Glory to God. I don't know about you. I look forward to that day. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Just want to give a shout out this morning. My baby brother, Taurus, his wife, Ashley, it's her birthday today. So just want to send out shouts of love. Glory to God. Hope you have a blessed one. This week was a day, a week, a time to look forward to. On yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, Thursday, our son graduated basic training in the Air Force. Special moment. Hallelujah, to see him in his uniform. See him marching around. Or, as he says, gliding. Well, his mother. Actually, his mother said he glides. He doesn't march. But we're so proud of him. Hallelujah for his accomplishments. Headed toward his destiny. To fulfill the call on his life. Glory to God. Such a glorious occasion. Just thank God for him, knowing that he will do well. Live a life that's pleasing to our Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we'll get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of St. Matthew, 7th chapter, we'll read verses 13 and 14. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I'm going to read it again. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, that sounds like a command. It's not asking, it's not giving us a choice. It's a directive. Enter ye in at the strait gate. That's telling us which way to go. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight," this is the reason for Jesus telling us to go through the straight gate. "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, the straight gate leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it." The title of the message this morning is "Same Direction, Different Destination." Same direction, different destination. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for watching over us, God. As we lay down and rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels, Father, to be encamped around about us as we traveled along the highways, watching over us and protecting us, keeping us in their care, Father. Thank you, Father, for being with us, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. For always being there, Lord. Even during those times where we weren't even thinking about you. Thank you, Father, for not just directing, but redirecting our lives. Keeping us on course to the destination that you have for us. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. With new mercies, more sufficient grace, God. Thank you for your word that heals, your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for Holy Spirit, his guidance, his leading, his comfort, his quickening, Father. Thank you for you, Almighty God, our Creator, our Father. Now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, God, to make it personal. To go out into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you, Father, for allowing us into your presence. Hallelujah. To sit at your feet, God. To rest on your lap. To lay on your bosom. To hear your heartbeat, God. To remind us. To show us, to direct us, to give us instruction, Father, that leadeth to everlasting life. We thank you and we praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Same direction. Different destination. As I was preparing for the message this morning, I stepped out onto the balcony of where we're staying. And the view that we have is facing the interstate. Even now, I'm looking at the vehicles traveling. You have these vehicles. All of them are going the same direction. But the Lord said, they're going the same direction, but they have different destinations. And so he took me to this passage where it says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So on the interstate, you have different lanes. You can have even up to, depending where you are, sometimes 6 different lanes. All of the vehicles are going the same direction. But all of them also have different destinations. And so the Lord said, this is the same as life. We're all headed the same direction, but there are different destinations. When we look at Hebrews 9th chapter, Hebrews 9, verse 27, it reads, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, after this, the judgment. So we're all headed to the same destination. I mean, in the same direction. And that direction is death in the natural. But there are different destinations according to the route that you've taken in life. Because there's a route that can lead you to heaven, and there's a route that can lead you to hell. And as the song said, I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. But there's only one way that we can make it to heaven. There's only one way that we can make it in. And Jesus said it himself in St. John 14th chapter, verse 6. And he said it like this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there's a way that seemeth right, as it says in Proverbs, the end thereof leadeth to death. But that death is not a natural death. That death is a spiritual death, eternal life in hell. But Jesus said, if you take the way that leadeth unto life, the straight and narrow way. Straight and narrow. That's when I think about the straight and narrow way, is not a highway. It's not an interstate with multiple lanes. No, it's a one-way street where everyone on that one-way street is not only headed in the same direction, but they're headed to the same destination. Because you can't make a choice to ride in a different lane on a one-way street. You can only go in a direction. That is headed only one way. So Jesus is saying, don't take the highway. Don't take the interstate. Speaking of how we live our lives. You have some people who say there are many ways to God. But Jesus himself said that there's only one way. You can't get to the Father through Buddha. You can't get to the Father through Muhammad. You can't get to the Father through Joseph Smith or even Mary. You can only get to the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's the straight gate. He's the narrow way. He's the only way that we can get to the Father. Must go through Jesus. Must go through Jesus. Let's look at St. Matthew 7, chapter 13, 14 verses in the Message translation. St. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Talking about same direction, different destination. And it reads, don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff. Even though crowds of people do. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Require total attention. Meaning that you can't get caught up with distractions. You must stay focused. And the way we stay focused is living a life of obedience. Living a life of obedience. When God says, don't do this. Don't say that. He's trying to help us because we can make a decision that could cause our very lives. So that's why we must acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Lean not to our own understanding. And when we acknowledge Him, He'll direct our path. He'll tell us which way to go. Make a right here. Turn here. Stop here. Because He knows what's ahead. Listening to God can cause us to avoid certain things. Listening to God can cause us to avoid certain things. So God is saying there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof leadeth to destruction. So we must acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His way of doing things. The right way. So He says, straight is the gate. Narrow. And it's interesting because when we look at that scripture again, St. Matthew 7 chapter, verses 13 and 14, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. So if we want to avoid destruction, we must go in through the straight and narrow gate. Because that way leadeth unto life. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his ultimate goal, is to destroy. So not only steal someone's faith, and he don't want to just stop at killing that person, but his ultimate goal is to destroy the soul, because he knows where he's going. So he's trying to take as many souls as he can to hell with him. But Jesus said, I come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly, eternal life. Going back to that state of gratitude, the life of pleasure forevermore, being in the presence of God forever, living a life of pleasure. Jesus said, I came to offer that. But there's only one way to get to that place. You must go through me. You must accept me as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way to the Father. It's going through Jesus. That one way, even following directions, looking at the signs, where it says, right turn here, left turn here, stop here, go here. That's the same way when we look at the Word of God. It gives us directions. It gives us instructions. It tells us which way to go. Take this route because it may be some construction ahead. Take this route because it may be an accident ahead. Take this route because it may be a dead end. That's why we must acknowledge God so that He will direct our path. Same direction, different destination. So there's only one way. There's a way that leadeth to heaven, and that way is through Jesus, the only way. That's really all that I have for us this morning. God just wanted to remind us that there are many ways that leads to destruction, but there's only one way that leads to eternal life. And in order to get to that destination, we must go through Jesus. We must go through Jesus. Same direction, different destination. I want to end it by playing that song once again, Well Done. And then once the song is over, I'm going to end it with prayer. Amen. Same direction, different destination.
Just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord.
I wanna be free from sin.
Hallelujah. I want to read the passage again. St. Matthew 7 chapter, verses 13 and 14. I want to read it in the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction. And many are those who are entering through it. But the gate is narrow, contracted by pressure, and the way is straitened and compressed that leads away to life. And few are those who find it." And now I want to read in the New Living Translation. And it reads, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it." It's interesting that it said that the straight and narrow way says it's difficult. In one translation, it's difficult. And then in another translation, it says that it's contracted by pressure and is compressed. And then in the Message translation, it tells us that we must pay attention on that straight and narrow way. Says it's vigorous and it requires total attention. That's why we need to acknowledge God in all of our ways. Because he would direct our paths. He would tell us which way to go. Because the road is vigorous. It's difficult. But if we acknowledge God, he will tell us which way to go to avoid those difficulties, to get us through those difficulties, to get us around those difficulties. Because if we make our own decisions, it could lead to destruction. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Same direction, different destination. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that only through your Son Jesus leads to you. That he's the only way, the straight and narrow way. He's the gate. on that day, Father, that's appointed to all of us. We want to hear him sing. Thou good and faithful servant. You've done well. You've done good. Now come on in. Enter into this forever life of pleasures. Pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Same direction, different the nation. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Wood.